Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already, we are on the 12th of April. It is Dream Theme Thursday. I have a couple of dreams. I lost one dream. And it belonged to Liam, and he put it in the comments, and I can't find the Dream Theme Thursday from last week on the right page. So if you can copy and paste that and put it in chat, Liam, I would certainly appreciate it. And we're going to get started because I have two big dreams, and then we'll stick Liam's in there if he can find it and put it on there. So good morning, everybody, and let's get started. So today's is I have my first one. Okay, doesn't say anonymous. So this one is Eliana, and she says, "Hi, Nadia. I know you have a lot of dreams for this week. This one is just in case you have time. I was sitting in a packed, beautifully lit auditorium. I look back and saw my old partner sitting in the back, and she waved at me. Then somehow it was night, and I was in my hotel room packing or unpacking. Then my cell phone rang. It was an old friend who works on my film projects, and she couldn't speak and was telling me of a very big fire that was going to consume Houston, and I could hardly hear her. She shudders a bit when she gets nervous, and the reception was very bad. I could finally hear her say, 'Houston, the fire is in Houston.' I looked out of the balcony and somehow remembered that I was in Houston and I saw a raging fire over the full area of mountaintop and people running everywhere. The wind was dropping balls of fire all around us. I grabbed some things, snacks and stuff, and ran out of my room to run away from the fire. I surprised myself that I didn't look for my shoes. I noticed I was running barefooted. Shoes is a big thing for me, and I didn't even look for them, and I don't know why. Then water and fire started to hit the balcony. I was rushing in a line with a few other people. Then from behind, a weight began to pull me down. A woman behind me was holding on to my back, but it felt like a backpack. I turned and told her to please stop grabbing me and that as long as we all run, we'll be safe. When somehow we were in the hotel room, and I noticed that the woman was pregnant, and I apologized without mentioning her pregnancy. She shrugged it off as nothing, smiled. She seemed so happy and began to eat from the food around us. We all hung out a bit, and the fire began again. We began to run once again. Then once in a safe area, we stopped to watch a theater performance that was almost sold out, but three seats were left. We were running with some random guy. We all sat to enjoy the performance. An announcement interrupted the performance about the coming doom around us, and then we got ready to run again, and then I woke up. What an exhausting dream, Nadia. I wasn't feeling very well that evening and slept almost 15 hours. Not like me at all. Much love your way. And thank you so much, Eliana." This is like one of those dreams, you know how you sleep to rest and then you have a dream like this and you're not resting. You're like running around and you can't stop running around. This dream is just letting you know. It starts off really gently and there's peace. There's peace in your heart for your old partner. She's able to wave at you. You guys have grown past the whatever. That chapter's done, closed, go on. Then you're in a hotel room and you're talking to somebody who you could barely hear, but there's like disaster behind her, but she's warning you. She's letting you know it's coming. So let's take that into life because you can barely hear her, but she's letting you know a big fire's coming. You're going to live to tell about it, as your dream lets you know. But something's coming, but you'll have warning. Just pay attention to the signals. It's not bad. It's not good. The dream believe it or not, is not a bad dream or a scary dream. It's just an exhausting dream. But just like you couldn't hear her voice and it kind of felt broken up and far away, that's where you may be questioning yourself about something that's going on in your life. You're just questioning yourself. I'm not sure. I can't tell. I don't know for sure if what I'm thinking is right. You are. Trust your instincts. You knew enough to get some things. You took what was most important because now you're in a fire situation. What are you going to grab? The most important things you can. And you knew it was food. The fact that you ran out without shoes and you never would do that in real life doesn't mean you wouldn't do it in your dream. You know, our dreams are everything but our real lives, which is why they're our dreams. And when you don't have time to think, what happens? You do exactly what you need to do. And maybe, just maybe, somewhere in your life, you're getting caught up in the details and not paying attention to what's most important now. Think about that. Getting caught up in the details. And sometimes there's so many that unless there's a fire and you're just thinking on your feet, you know exactly what to do. No pun intended, that you ran out barefooted and that you'd never do that in real life. But maybe real life you're paying attention to too many details and getting caught up in the details and not in what you need to be doing. It's really interesting, right? And somebody needed help and you knew enough not to let anybody hop on you. Then you found out she was pregnant. You're like, hey, man, sorry, didn't know. You didn't know. Can't blame yourself for stuff you don't know. It's actually a really cool dream. The reason it was exhausting is that it was attacking all the details in your life, one by one by one. When there's a fire, what do you need? To get out of there. You even had the presence of mind to think, let me grab some snacks and run. But that's all you took. You didn't say you took your purse. You didn't take your computer. You didn't take anything. You took some snacks. Then once the fire subsided, you were able to kind of, you know, watch a theater performance in the middle of it all, which means and enjoy your life a little bit. And I know you have a way of enjoying life every day, but to really let go. There's a fire coming and you see a theater and you're like, oh, wow, they're usually sold out. Let's take a seat in the middle of a fire. But what happened when you did that? The fire went away. And then when the fire came, everyone just got up and ran again. Because you yourself are still running. So you woke up running again. I know they're never easy dreams because our dreams come from the complications that live in our minds. And what happens is you have a dream like this and you kind of, even though it feels exhausting, you can't get it out of your mind. And the reason you can't get it out of your mind is because you needed it. Especially where the fire doesn't keep going or where it keeps going, even till you're done. But really it's telling you, trust your instinct. Don't get caught up in the details. You've made so much stride that, you know, your ex is waving at you instead of, oh, shoot, there's my ex. Big difference in energy. And you weren't home when it was happening. think about that, because it was when you were gone. The issues are not in your home. They're outside of your home. Even though you may think they're inside of your home, they're outside of your home. And you've kind of taken care of how to take care of yourself and your family. And now you're learning to take care of how to run your business. How to take care of what you do. What to focus on. What are the three most important things? Just three. You can only pick three. It's really an interesting one. And no matter what came at you, you were still able to stop and rest. And that's something that's real important in the dream. A lot of times when we are going through crisis, we do stop and smell the roses in the middle of the crisis, just like you stop to see the performance. But that's so healthy to have been able to do that in your dream. Because what happens is a lot of times when we're in crisis, we stay in crisis mode until it's over. Look, we don't enjoy anything. Anyone tries to talk to us, they're interrupting us. Everything's a big problem. But this let you know you've come a long way, a really long way. And that you can still enjoy yourself and know that the problems around you will get taken care of. And now all you have to do is prioritize where you want your business to go, how you want it to get there, why you're doing it, other than I love it. What do you want back from it? Start asking so that your focus can go in, because you're ready for that level of focus. So I hope that helped you out. That was actually a really cool dream. Thank you, Eliana. And Liam writes in the chat, I posted it on your personal page under the show. Would you be able to find it and copy and paste it into the chat, Liam? I hope you can, because I got to read another dream. We got one. This one is from Susan. And this one is Dream Theme Thursday. I freed rats from cages where they were poisoned. They started talking to me and thanking me. One of them grew so big after being free that it looked like a small cat. Very nice gray and white coat. It came crawling up my leg to express its gratitude and loyalty to me. We talked and then we said farewell. My aunt gave me a horse, a beautiful dark brown, very strong young male horse. She led it out of the stable and the horse followed me. I was so happy about it and I loved it dearly. I started talking to the horse and it changed to become like a person. Then we were riding in the back of a car knowing this was temporary and wanted to get out of the car. The horse was really excited about getting out of the car, but I had to calm it down. Then I dreamt outside my apartment a black shiny Mercedes luxury class was waiting for me. I saw it and I knew it was mine. I was very happy about it and said to myself, finally, I found a simple, easy job which made me good money in New Zealand. I was posted in a castle with my parents. While my parents stayed in the kitchen, I explored the castle and found a piano. The lady at the house, a black African queen in purple and golden clothing, came by and touched my hand. She silently approved my play on the piano. So I turned to the piano and opened it. It was not a simple piano. Outside of it was wood. Let's see. Then the next layer was shiny purple and silver and sparkling gold glitter. It took three layers to get to the keys. Once I got to the keys, I started playing like crazy. And the music was so uplifting. I couldn't stop playing. I did not understand what this was about. Then the dream ended. Now I had not dreamed in a long time, but before I went to bed last night, I prayed for a dream. Thank you so much for reading. Love, Susan. Well, first of all, you freed rats from cages to find out that even people who may have hurt you or may have taken away from you. Or you may have distanced yourself from, are so grateful and thankful for knowing you. And you for them. But that freedom is your freedom. That freedom, you know, we always think, well, it's a rat. But rats, you know, other than the fact that they carry disease and they're rodents, but you know, they're not so bad when you see them, especially when they're little, like the big mice. But we have an assumption of them that they will be not good to us, for us, because of us. And you're letting them free. So you're accepting. You're good, you're bad, and you're ugly. You're accepting it. You're accepting everything that came into your life. You're saying, hey, you know what? Everything deserves to be free. And you saw them grow and blossom. And that's how we are when someone takes care of us. And that's how you are when someone takes care of you. And then we have gratitude and we have loyalty afterwards. And then you just said goodbye, like, okay, I grew up from that. I'm good. And then you get a horse, another animal that becomes human-like in your dream. And you were able to take the horse with you everywhere you go. But again, through the animals, you are saying, oh, I took care of the little stuff. It kind of coincides with Eliana's dream where she let go, said hello to her ex from across the room. That says a lot. And your love for animals is the way you learn. So through those animals, you were able to say, well, I kind of went from rat and little things, the little things that bothered me, and I even am able to tackle the big things. And look, this horse went from a horse to a person. I'm able to deal with it, able to talk, able to communicate, able to enjoy. Once you were able to do that, you are now able to receive. And whether it was a black shiny Mercedes waiting for you, or a home, or a boat, or whatever it is you would have desired, it's available to you. All of these things are available to you in your life. Where you say you found an easy job which made you good money in New Zealand, that's kind of funny because once you made good money, you took care of your parents. Phil needed to explore and you knew they didn't, so you just leave them in the kitchen and you go around. But that has been the entire synopsis of your life with your parents. You never really felt connected, but you did feel love. But it took another person, a black African queen, to give you the approval to go on. Because you knew through your parents, as much as you all love each other, you silently wanted an approval for yourself, of yourself, through them. But instead, you got it from another adult figure. So what it's telling you is not to beat, and I'm not going to, no pun intended, that the horse was in your dream, but you don't need to beat a dead horse when it comes to your piano, to your family, to your mom, to your dad. The piano was your opening. You got to play music. And you did it on your own with other people. And that's okay. This movie's a settling with your past movie-type dream. Because when you have dreams like this, they're totally, like, I want to say cinematic. You know, you have a house, and you have a shiny car, and you have a woman show up out of nowhere, and a piano that seems magical. Just like a total movie from beginning to end, and you got to watch it, but it was about you. And the fact that you couldn't stop playing the music, and then you say, I do not understand what this was about, is that the music, the life that you live is in your hands. And sometimes you don't have to know everything. Don't obsess over knowing everything. Let life teach you as it's been. But it sounds like you're going into bigger lessons and you've reconciled your feelings with your past. And I hope that helps you. It was actually, it's an interesting dream, but very movie-like, very, I want to say descriptive, and that's so cool. So thank you very much, Susan, for sending that in. And now I did get Liam's dream, and he posted it in the chat. So let's start it. I had a dream I was in the bog, named for marshland in Ireland. There were lots of trees, and a tree came out of the ground and sent its branches high. And I was talking to another tree, asking it to make sure the branch didn't land on me. Then I was in a car with a girl, and she was crying with her friends. She said when she was 17, she had sex with a lot of boys, but one of them was 15, and she was shamed for having sex with an underaged boy. Then I ended up with this girl at my old school where there's a bridge and a river beside it, and I decided to jump into the river with her. Then all of a sudden, this girl turned up into Lady Gaga, and she and I were assessed at the hospital. Next thing, we were admitted to the hospital, but I was put in with the girls in the girls' section, and just as I was walking in with Lady Gaga, I said to her, I was afraid you're going to be admitted, but she was stern. She wasn't breaking down at this stage. Then we both went down to the bottom of the psychiatric ward, and we met loads of people, and they started bullying Gaga, and then we came up, and I went into the nurse's station, and the girls started coming in bullying Lady Gaga. Oh, poor Lady Gaga. She's getting killed over here. Let me move this down so I could continue reading. And I told the nurse that this was Lady Gaga, but she didn't care. And I ended up spitting in the nurse's face, and she said she wouldn't treat me well in the place. Then the nurses brought Lady Gaga up to the top room. And I went down the hospital corridor and met loads of boys who were also in there. I asked them where was Lady Gaga's stuff, and they said she had Goodfellas magazine and another two things I can't remember. Then I walked by a nurse who had cancer of the throat, and she was old, and I asked the nurse who I spat in the face of where Lady Gaga was. She said she was in the top room, so I went up to the room. There, Gaga was doing someone's hair in her bed, and I sat down with Gaga, and I said, I think you need to get a gate of your addiction problems and your smoking, your alcohol, and your drugs. Then the phone rang, and it was my brother, and I rang him back, and he put on my mother, and I told her I was at the psychiatric hospital again. Then I said I was with Lady Gaga, and she said, she'd put on her friend, but I said I didn't want to talk to anyone. Then I woke up. One more thing. When I met the boys and went down to the bottom room, it was empty. I was speaking to someone on the phone. Huh. Let me see. Oh, and I said Lady Gaga was in the place with me, and they said that's maybe it's a good thing that she's here. And that's it. And what happened in this dream was that you understand that everybody's got something that they have to work on. You're no longer thinking it's just you. Everyone you ran into, even the nurse that works in the hospital had cancer. The young girls that you would think are careless and whatever and carefree, and they had problems from things they've done. And then even a big public figure in your mind had problems. And when no one knew who the public figure was, no one cared. Think about that. Everything in your dream goes back to people are people are people are people. Whether you were in the girl's side, the boy's side, with Lady Gaga, or talking to the nurse, or talking to your mom, or talking to the girls, or talking to the boys. But the other important thing about this dream is that you are fully conscious of what's going on around you the whole time. The whole time. You knew what you were doing. You were in charge of yourself. You also knew that their problems were not your problems. They were theirs. You didn't try to fix them, and you weren't trying to fix yourself. You just accepted, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what's going on. Let me see if I could protect or help Lady Gaga because she is Lady Gaga. But you know what? She needs to be here. And, okay, I'm trying to help her out by telling people who she is, but people see people as people too. There is no soul more important than another. We're all the same. 17-year-old girl, the boys, the nurse, you, Gaga. Everybody's the same. Everybody. There isn't anyone that is better than you or worse than you or has bigger problems than you. We've all had our share of big ones, little ones, challenges, things we thought we'd never make it through, and we did, and we do. And not to carry the burdens of what I always call, like, the fake stuff. I know we have fake news, but we buy a lot of that, just like we're buying it now in life. People feel that if they say something, it's true, even when it's not. But we no longer can do that. We've done it for a long time. We bought it. And it did make us think that some of us were better than others. And it did make us suffer in silence when something was wrong because no one can show what was wrong. But you've finally broken free from that through your dream. You were in control the whole time. And I've also noticed that in people lately. Even younger people, even like, you know, when people say, I don't know what the future is going to be like, and we sound like the adults we used to hear when we were kids. But when you talk to kids, they have hope. They have dreams. They have lives they want to live. And they're looking for them. And if you also talk to young kids, one thing that will surprise you is they don't see much advertisement. They don't see many commercials. Born into an age where you can binge watch and you're only seeing the shows. Life is different and what's going inside of their heads is different, and because of it, they are different. They're not like us. They don't have the same whatever we were fed stuff in them. They're even more creative, even with the how bored they are in school. It's actually pretty cool. And you kind of reach the place where you're pretty objective about yourself. Yep, this is me. I got it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the dreams today. I will see you tomorrow for Questions Friday. Have a great Thursday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.